92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
New York City has a full-scale five-alarm, once-in-100-years fiscal tsunami Category 5 disaster growing every minute of the day. The management team at the New York Transit offices are desperately trying to get the message out to the community that the subway and other mass transit options are safe to use. They're scrambling to regain the confidence of the public, and it's proving to be a huge challenge. Underneath all those big buildings in New York City, there are 691 miles of track spread out across 36 service lines that pass through 472 stations. And maintaining all of that isn't cheap. Just last summer, I was talking about how antiquated the technology underground is, and that it would take about 50 years and an infinite amount of money just to get it up to date by today's standards. That underground network has kept the city tied together and functional for 116 years. Nobody would get anywhere if there were a couple of million extra cars on the street. But the daily passenger count is way down. It's about 75% down compared to last September, when over 5 million people a day would use the subway. There was an MTA board meeting in August, during which they drafted a request to the White House. And it said, basically, if Washington doesn't provide funding to sustain their operations, the only alternatives are going to be 40% cuts in bus and subway service, 50% cuts on Metro North and Long Island Railroad, and that will be followed by approximately 10,000 people being laid off. It is red alert, brown shorts, all hands on deck time at the MTA in New York City.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.